fifth and final City penalty. Diego and Izzo sets Melbourne victory through to the semi-finals and a meeting with Wellington Phoenix. And well might they hoist their goalkeeper onto the captain's shoulders. What an heroic performance from Paul Izzo.
Well, there was all sorts of drama in the Melbourne derby in the A-League elimination finals last weekend. Melbourne victory were down a goal. They were down a man against Melbourne City. But inspired by that man, the goalkeeper Paul Izzo, they found a way to advance. And it's Wellington Phoenix up on Sunday in the first leg of a semi-final. And this man is going to play a huge part in that. He's Melbourne victory striker Bruno Fornaroli. Bruno, welcome back to SEN.
Thank you very much.
So, shootout drama, you were subbed out. I imagine the only thing more nerve-wracking than, I guess, taking a spot kick is watching a spot kick. How were the nerves the other night at Amy?
Oh, it was incredible. I think it was an amazing night going in our way, you know. And then, you know, the start was a really disappointing after the, you know, the red card because I think the first couple of minutes we control the game and we try to create chances. And after, you know, the red card is difficult. And great resilience about from the team and a great result in the end.
I'll just ask you one question on this. The Zinedine Mishash red card in the 28th minute was highly controversial, straight red, violent conduct. How did you see it?
Oh, look, I was not close to see really what happened in that point, and you know, but you know, today is a little controversial in every single challenge, I guess, because it was a challenge in the second minute of the game, that in another single highly game is a red card, and I don't know if he. They even check or no the VAR, but for me it's a red card. It was a tackle against Daniel Alzani, and they didn't even check.
Mm.
So look, at the end of the day, we have to deal with that, and we have to do our best to try to win the game. Of course, it was a big loss after the red card for Mishash, but. You know, the team find a way to sacrifice and do everything that we can to get the result.
The resilience shown by the whole team, Bruno, was amazing, and you were led by your goalkeeper, Paul Izzo. So, two incredible first-half saves. Then he saves a first-half penalty. He saves again in the second half. He saves again in extra time when he's one-on-one. He saves three penalty shootout kicks. He scores in the shootout. Just extraordinary. Has he been dining out on this in the days since?
No, he was incredible. But not only just that night. You know, sometimes you don't realize because someone scores goals or someone have a better game. But the work that Paul Izzo did during the year is incredible, amazing. So in my case, for example, and I talk about myself, I feel so comfortable when you have a keeper like you know that he will save you all the time, and that gives you the security to play a free football, and that's what Paul gave to the team. So yeah, he deserved it because he worked so hard, and he's a great keeper, and he's a great man. So. We're lucky to have Paul Izzo in the goal, and he will. I think he will keep showing what he can do. So I'm so happy for him.
So to beat a crosstown rival like that, Bruno, with the odds stacked against you, with what was on the line in a final, was it one of the more satisfying victories that you've been involved in?
Yeah, for sure. I think this game could be one of the best one in my career, I guess. Play a final in a derby in a final and winning that way, you know, sacrifice and do everything that we've done and you know, win at the end. And this for me could be one of the special moments in my career. So it's not finished yet. We know we have to do a lot of things, but trust me, this is something very important that that we can show and that we show, and then and now we have to put in the next game.
We're speaking to Melbourne Victory striker Bruno Fornaroli, and for you, Bruno, I think statistically this is your best season for close to a decade in this country in this league. Something like 19 goals from 23 matches in this campaign. How do you feel you're going within yourself?
No, I feel great. You know, like you say, for me, it's a great season until now, and then. But I want more, you know, and then also I miss a lot of games because the Asian Cup, and then I broke my hand, and it was difficult to come back. It was a difficult period there to be sharp again. But yeah, now I found a way to be strong again. So look, I'm very happy. And this is why I do my best now, because I'm feeling comfortable in the club and I'm happy every day. So this is why I think that I play my best football. So, but like I said before, it's not done yet, you know. I want to win my first title with Victory, so we are on the way.
Can you go all the way?
Yeah, that's what we want. Will be not easy to play against Wellington. We know that what they can do, and will be tough to beat them. But I think we have a great team to deal with that, and we are confident.
So Sunday 4 o'clock, the kickoff back at Amy Park. How do you feel you match up against Phoenix, Bruno? They beat you 1-0 a month ago. What lessons will you take from that match?
Oh, look, I think it's. With them, you cannot be comfortable, you know. You can't switch off for 1 second, because sometimes that's the way that they play. And they sometimes make you feel like you are comfortable in the game. You have the possession, but one cannot attack and change everything. So we have to learn from the last couple of games that we play against them. But I think we are ready. We are ready.
So in a two-legged semi-final like this, Bruno, when the first leg is at home, what's the approach tactically over the two legs?
Oh, look, you know, we have to be passionate, try to be comfortable in the way that we want to play. Of course, we play at home, but you don't have to be in the rush, you know, and it's 180 minutes, it's not just 90 minutes. And but of course, we try to take the advantage to play our first game at home, and we are fans and our supporters. So that's what we have to do, you know. We will prepare the game during the week, and of course, will be so important to try to win the first game.
And you mentioned that word passion. Your supporters certainly have that in abundance, and a real chance for them to get back along to the same venue and create, I guess, a hostile atmosphere for an international club that are very much playing away from home.
Yeah, this is what we want to see. I say after the game that after the red card, they was our 11 men. So we want to see them again, and the support that they give us to push and then keep going in the last game. We want to see it again on Sunday. So it will be important. It's our home, but we have to make feel them that they play away. So they have an important part of our campaign that we do. So I hope that to see all the fans in Sunday afternoon.
And Bruno, can I just quickly ask you about one of your senior teammates in Lee Broxham, who recently announced that he'll retire at the end of the season. I think it's 18 years with the club. How special is he to the organisation?
Oh, I said this before, and when you talk about Victory, you know, the values that the club have, and you mentioned Broxy, he have every single one of them. So he represents the club. He's the face of the club. He's someone like help the team inside and outside the field. When you can see him training, when you can see him in the change room, his lifestyle, like, you always learn from him. And I hope that the new generation took advantage of this to have someone like Brooks in the squad. But yeah, he's a legend, you know. He's someone like who represent well all the values of the club.
Yeah, for sure. And international football for you, Bruno. I mean, you were in the squad for the Lebanon games in March. I think the second round continues in June against, pretty sure it's Bangladesh and Palestine. You'd be itching to be a part of that again, I'd imagine.
Oh, look, I think that if we can make the grand final, or now especially, like, you know, we have another extra two games, make you closer to the international window. So it's everything about that you can do in the club to give you the chance to be back in the soccer. For me, it will be so special. I always say I'm still don't have my first goal with the national team. So after this season, I think you know, will be great to end the season with a soccer goal. So it's something like I'm looking forward. So I was so hard to try to put myself in the squad again. So like I said before, we will try to do well these two games, and that will be the chance to be in the squad again.
Bruno, we wish you well for the Socceroos, but first and foremost for this coming Sunday, 4 o'clock, the first leg of the semi-final against Wellington Phoenix, and then the second leg the following weekend back in New Zealand. All the very best. An epic win on the weekend, Bruno, and we hope it continues.
Thank you so much, and we hope we have a great result, and we keep pushing to try to win the title. Thank you so much.